Welcome to the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. Just like you, I'm an independent retail business owner. I love the home decor and gift boutique I co-own with my sister, but I don't want it to consume me or my life. Join me each week as I share lessons learned, helpful tips, and valuable information for your retail business and life. Whether you're buying your products or making your products, whether you're a $25K business or a $2.5 million business, I'm on a mission to help indie retailers work less, profit more, and grow. Let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to episode 218 of the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast, an impromptu episode with personal and savvy shopkeeper updates. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. This episode is a little bit unique because normally when I do this, I share it in a bonus episode. But episode number 218 was supposed to be about the beneficial ownership information. I was going to answer lots of questions about this pending requirement for small business owners in the US, but there appears to be some litigation around it. And I don't know if we, small business owners in the US, are going to be required to file this with the government. Now, if you haven't heard of this, don't panic. I promise there will be a podcast episode on it in the future. I have it ready to go. I just want to make sure that we are going to be required to file this information. And at this point, there is some litigation that came in that's kind of put it on hold, is the best way I can describe it. I do believe I will publish the episode, but I'm holding off so that I don't share inaccurate information. This isn't something that we have to file in the next month or two. I believe we have until next year. So there isn't a rush, but I wanted to publish the podcast episode to answer the questions and to inform all of you about this quote unquote requirement. We just aren't there yet. So please know that that episode is coming. I just don't want to share it yet. Well, that meant there was a gap in podcast episodes for the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. And I was considering a bonus episode anyhow because I have a lot of updates to share. So it just made sense to use this episode number 218 to catch up and to share all of the things with you. So I have a whole list, and this really is impromptu. I have a whole list of things that I want to talk about on this podcast episode because oftentimes when I release a podcast episode, it is packed with value, it's educational, it's helpful, but there's so much that happens behind the scenes with Savvy Shopkeeper. It's not just the education, it's stuff that happens in Master Shopkeepers, things that are happening with me. There's just a lot that goes into running this business, and I feel like every once in a while, it's helpful if I give all of you updates. So the first one is, some of you might be wondering, how's the Salvage Boutique doing? That's the store that I co-owned with my sister, and it's doing great. I do miss the shop on occasion. And you know what happens is I get FOMO. FOMO when I'm in Master Shopkeepers and I see them planning events and doing fun things and re-merchandising their stores or bringing in new displays, talking about product lines. In that sense, I have a lot of FOMO. But the Salvage Boutique is doing well. My sister and nephew are happy. I just spent a day shopping with my sister recently. We got together. We grabbed lunch. Like, we spent 6 or 7 hours. We had so much fun. And it was really good for us, I think, to connect as sisters again instead of business owners. Like, we did that for 10 years. So it was so natural. And we don't get to do that very often. And I absolutely loved it. It's one of my favorite days this year. It also reminds me why I wanted to do it, because changing my schedule and doing what I'm doing now, it just feels right. I do feel confident in my decision to leave the store, at least for this season in my life. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that in case some of you are wondering, like, Kathy doesn't talk about the store. I wonder if she misses it or what's going on. So I thought I'd address that one first. Second one is, I'm happy to announce that I am officially certified with the Life Coach School. I did get my certification. And I have to say, and if you're a Master Shopkeepers member, you've heard me talk about this. It was not easy in terms of not so much the education part. I think there was 16 modules. I don't know how many lessons, quizzes. What was challenging was learning this new skill set, because coaching using the tools from the Life Coach School, it is a bit of a skill. And it involves practice. And I practiced and practiced and practiced. I would send in my video submissions of me practicing. And it was like a pass-fail situation. And they kept failing. I'm just going to be really blunt. They kept my submissions weren't passing. And it was hard. I had to do a lot of self-coaching on this. Luckily, I knew I was very motivated and I was determined to pass. I enlisted help from the Life Coach School. Like, I did what I needed to do. But all of those things, and I mention this because a lot of us, we spend so much time beating ourselves up for the things that are hard for us. And this was hard for me. A lot of the things from my past surface, like, Kathy, you're not smart enough for this. Who do you think you are? Just all of those things surfaced. So I spent a lot of time working on my own mindset, reminding myself of my why, because my why was the biggest driving force in all of this, is because I know how helpful coaching on mindset is to all business owners. In fact, I was recently booked to speak at a real estate agent's conference. Because a group member in Master Shopkeeper, she's also a realtor, and she reached out and said, so much of what you teach us and coach us on in Master Shopkeepers is relatable to other business owners. So I'll be speaking at her conference because it's relevant for all entrepreneurs. That was my why. This episode is brought to you by my free resource, Tools of the Retail Trade Resource Guide, a 28-page downloadable resource filled with software, tools, and equipment recommendations just for brick-and-mortar retail store owners. Learn what I use and what other store owners are using. Visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/resources. That's SavvyShopkeeper.com/resources and sign up for my newsletter to get the guide. I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that that was hard. It wasn't easy, but I got it done. And then I went on vacation and I tried to celebrate, but I don't think I've fully celebrated yet. It was a big investment in myself and a big investment in this community. And I genuinely believe or know that it's going to pay off, but it wasn't easy. Number three on my list is my personal health track. So I've been joking with friends that at the tail end of me getting certified and finishing that whole process, and I felt like it was so hard. I don't know why, but I also chose to do some other hard things because, of course, if I'm going to do one hard thing, I may as well do multiple hard things. I actually started taking one-on-one golf lessons. I have dabbled in golfing. I've had clubs and I have my bag and I have golf clothes and I would participate maybe in one golf outing per year, but it's because I was so self-conscious about my game. I actually really enjoy it. And I think what I really enjoy is that it can be a solo sport. It can be a sport that you play with other people. It's outdoors and you all know how much I love to walk outside. So it's a good fit for my personality. But I have to get better at it, which means I need lessons and I have to practice. So I've been in the middle of that as I was trying to wrap up my certification and getting qualified for that. And then I added strength training because one of the many reasons why I decided just to focus on one business is because I wanted to open up my schedule so that I could pay attention to my health again so that I could do things more than walking outside. And walking outside is great for my mental health, but I wanted to do something in terms of strength training. So I started doing that. So that was hard. My body was hurting. My muscles were hurting, all of that. So I just thought it was interesting that here I am doing one really hard, what felt like one really hard thing, and then I added more. but it's fine. I'm getting through it all. Number four on my list is I am now an official columnist for Souvenirs, Gift, and Novelties magazine. And this one has me really happy, proud, and excited. So Seaside Retailer, when I spoke at the Coastal Connections conference, that's how all of this ties in together. So there's Seaside Retailer Magazine. They host the Coastal Connections conference. Well, they acquired Souvenirs, Gift, and Novelties Magazine. I think it was a couple years ago. And they reached out and asked me if I would be a columnist. We recently had a conversation. I think it's a great fit. They agreed. And I will be writing articles for their bi-monthly publication. So my first article will come out in a few months. But I'm really, really proud of this. Again, when I think about some of the roadblocks, mental roadblocks that surface, it was the same thing. Like, you're not a writer. Who do you think you are? And I had to combat that. It is easier now. I'm building that entrepreneurial muscle and the muscle of believing in myself and believing what I'm capable of doing and believing that I have helped however many store owners and I have the potential to help so many more. So I'm really excited about that. And if you don't know, I believe Seaside Retailer, both, and Souvenirs, Gift, and Novelties Magazine, they are free publications for store owners. So if you're a retail brick and mortar store owner, you can sign up for their annual subscription for free. So if you want to sign up for the Souvenirs, Gift, and Novelties Magazine publication, that's SGNMag, short for magazine.com. We will link it in the show notes for episode 218. So let me just say it one more time. SGNMag.com. And I have to admit, it's kind of cool to think that I can add columnist to my resume now. All right, number five is the Evolve Conference. I've been talking about this for months. Now, ticket sales have closed for this conference, and it's the conference that's hosted by Crystal Media. And Crystal was on episode 202 of this podcast just recently. And I'll be speaking at this conference. We're just a few days away, and the reason I'm mentioning it is because I can't wait to connect with so many store owners. Over 40, I think, in the Savvy Shopkeeper community are attending Evolve, so I will be able to have conversations and see people and hug all of these group members. So I just want to say, if you're listening to this podcast episode today that publishes on April 25th, I will see you in Denver soon. Number six on my list is the Savvy Shopkeeper Planner. If you didn't take my recent survey about the planner, you may not know that I kind of hinted that we're considering a paper version of the retail planner. And I also think we're going to be switching to a calendar year. But don't worry, if you're a current planner user, you'll get all of Q4 this year. So you'll get October, November, December, and then all of next year, a full calendar year, January through December, in this next upcoming planner. But I wanted to make sure I mention this because we get some really incredible feedback about the planner. But as I talked about it with Sam, my marketing assistant, and the woman who designs the planner, who actually physically designs the planner, you know, I had several conversations with her and I said, I feel like I'm keeping this incredible planning tool from people because we only offer it in digital format. Now, I will say this, I don't believe that the paper planner this year will be a full planner. It'll actually have the tabs. It's going to be a version of a planning tool on paper. I'll just say that. So I don't want people to get excited that they're actually going to get like the coil type planner with all of the tabs and paper. It's going to be a version of it. But what I want to do is I want to offer the most helpful parts of the planner in paper format to see if that's something that's helpful to all of you. So we have other changes coming. We have additional resources coming on the planner. We've spent the past 2 years really listening, and then we did the survey. So we now know what's working, what isn't working. And overall, the planner works. People love it. I think we're just going to make it even better is part of what I'm announcing here, so please stay tuned. The new planner will launch at the end of this summer. This episode is brought to you by my new free resource, Valuable Data to Collect for Your Brick and Mortar Store. One of the questions I hear most often is, how is my business making money, but I'm not making money? I ran a profitable brick and mortar business from day one, and the reason why is because I used data to make decisions. In my new free guide, I'm sharing all the systems that I would set up and the data I would collect if I were to start a store from scratch again. Whether you're preparing to open or you've been open for years, it's never too late to start tracking. Visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/data to get the guide. All right, next thing that I want to talk about, master shopkeepers, in particular, people who are considering joining. The application is open. At this point, it just kind of stays open all the time. If you visit SavvyShopkeeper.com and you hit the group program link in the menu, sometimes it says mastermind or group program, master shopkeepers, whatever it is, you will get the link to the application on that page. What I want to talk about today is the most common question I've been receiving about joining Master Shopkeepers has been around the Zoom calls. I think some of you are using this as a roadblock to joining, so I want to address this. Zoom calls are definitely one of several benefits of joining our mastermind group. And yes, I do think joining live has its benefits, but almost all calls are recorded. Many group members don't join live because schedules are different for everyone, but they still get a lot of value out of the membership, either through the group alone, because there's a lot that happens in the Facebook group, lots of conversations, so much learning that you can get out of just being in the Facebook group. They get what they need out of the lab, or because they watch the replays when they can. And I want to mention too, although we host on average 6 calls per month, not all calls are applicable to all group members. So for example, we have over 30 subgroups, meaning there is a call for stationery stores, one for coffee cafe shops, one for home decor stores, people that host workshops. I mean, I can go on and on. There's a list of 30. And we spread those out throughout the year, and you have access to the replays for those calls. But obviously, with all of those subgroups and then some of the other subjects that I teach on or masterclasses or whatever the group, whatever the calls are focused on, not all calls will be applicable to you. You would only attend or watch the replay for the calls that apply to you and your business. So all this to say, there is no expectation for you to attend every single call or to be live on every single call. But because they're recorded, you have the ability to do the replays. You can continue the conversations in the Facebook group. There's a lot of flexibility. We recently had a group member from the UK join, and I know she was concerned about that. It was our first UK group member. Shout out to Faith. Thank you so much for joining us. But I think that was a concern, was the time difference. So please know that we try to make the resources available to you, because Master Shopkeepers is a do it at your own pace kind of membership. So please know that that is an option. All right, last thing, 2 more things that I want to talk about. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this now. You want to save some dates in May of 2025. I am hosting an in-person event next year. Some of you are going to want to block May 18th to 19th, 2025. That isn't just a little tease, that's a big tease on your calendars. We are far from finalizing anything right now, but I also know the importance of planning ahead. One thing I realize is that although I'd like to host bigger in-person events, one value that is really important to me is to host events at venues that are owned by small business owners. This is one reason why I loved hosting the retreat at Fruithaven Farm so much. Hosting at a hotel with a big brand name doesn't make sense for me, at least. So I'm going to tell you this, you'll expect to travel to Northeast Ohio next year when I host this, and know that the venue I plan on hosting at has special meaning to me too. There will definitely be a limited number of tickets because of the size of the venue, and I can't wait to share more. Planning is starting, but again, we haven't finalized we haven't finalized most of the details yet. And yes, we're 1 year out. So when I recommend that you plan way more ahead than you're used to in your retail business, know that I practice what I preach because we're over 1 year away and I'm already planning this. So again, just in case you want to add this to your calendar and you want to block it off now, right now we're anticipating that it will be May 18th and 19th. That's a Sunday and a Monday in 2025. And then the last thing that I want to mention is my Retail Profit Program. This is a one-on-one coaching program that I recently announced in a previous episode. And I also shared that it has an introductory offer, and that introductory offer is going to expire April 30th. So just 5 days from the day that this podcast episode publishes. The reason I want to mention it is when I recently launched my coaching page on my website, I offer several options because I know everyone has different needs. So some people want long-term coaching, meaning they want coaching throughout the whole entire year. Other people will book me for an individual call, more of a consulting call, where it's something specific that they want to talk about, whether it's like analyzing a particular number or numbers in their business, or coming up with a strategy, or getting clarity on something in their business. And then this particular program I created because I saw every time I worked with a one-on-one client, some of the work that we were doing. It was very consistent. It was very much around profit and finances and financials and financial reports and getting them comfortable with their numbers and getting them to understand what's going on in their inventory and what's going on their profit and loss statement or their balance sheet. So this Retail Profit Program, my current offer at the price will expire on April 30th. It will go up, I should say, after that date. So if you've been considering it, and this is the program that I have booked the most since I launched that coaching page, please know that the price is going to go up. If you're interested in reading more about this, you can go to savvyshopkeeper.com/coaching. All right, this bonus episode turned out to be way longer than, I say bonus episode, in a way it's a bonus episode, but it turned out to be way longer than what I was anticipating. If you want to see the show notes to this episode or find links to anything I mentioned, and of course, I mentioned a lot, you'll visit my blog at savvyshopkeeper.com/episode218. Until the next episode, be savvy and boss up.